in order to build a new hospital or revamp an old one, the state has to sign off. That stamp of approval is called the Certificate of Need, and the application process for that certificate can take months and cost tens of thousands of dollars. Critics say the CON is a barrier to health care access. That's why Representative Chris Sprawls of Clearwater wants to repeal the process entirely.
What you will see here is the same focused approach that focuses on removing regulatory barriers that hinder competition and disincentivize innovation by removing CONs. Requirements for hospitals and hospital reviews.
But some worry loose regulations would disproportionately favor insured Floridians. Here's Representative Alan Williams of Tallahassee.
What prohibits one of these facilities from cherry picking, you know, taking, you know, the healthy sick person, if you will, versus the one who may not be, or the one who may not be able to afford it, and the person who can't afford, who may have their own private insurance, what prevents that cherry-picking of those individuals?
While the House paints with a broad brush, the Senate is taking a more nuanced approach by focusing on rural health care. Some rural hospitals are already exempt from the CON, but Sebring Senator Denise Grimsley wants to do more.
There are currently 5 hospitals and 11 eligible counties that qualify for this exemption. The change in the population density would exempt an additional 19 rural hospitals from CON review process.
Gail Bellamy runs the Center for Rural Health Research and Policy at the FSU Med School. She estimates some 2 million rural Floridians struggle to access quality health care.
They may not even have a stoplight. You know, they definitely won't have a hospital. They may be 25, 30 miles away, you know, from the nearest great big hospital, which if you're really sick, that is not a short distance. You know, so, but 2 million? 2 million is bigger than West Virginia. 2 million is bigger than Rhode Island.
Bellamy argues that healthcare needs can vary widely from county to county, and each should get the care that best suits that community.
If you've seen one rural community, you've seen one rural community. It depends on where you are in the country. It can depend on where you are in the state. You know, if you go up north to Gadsden County, which is the highest proportion of African Americans in a county in this state, you drop down to where Immokalee is, and you start seeing large numbers of immigrant, not just Hispanic, but also Haitian.
That's why Senator Grimsley wants to make it easier for rural hospitals to set up shop.
Henry County has 38,000 people and has 1,190 square miles. It's a huge county. They, at the time, wanted to rebuild closer between, to be more central between LaBelle and Clewiston, because right now all the LaBelle residents are having to go to Lee County for their health care. At the time, they just couldn't afford the CON payment. It's a community hospital.
Grimsleysville has one more committee stop before it reaches the floor. Meanwhile, Representative Sproul's bill is ready for a full vote in the House. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.